Shalom and good morning, brothers and sisters in Christ. Our morning devotion today is taken from Psalm 119, verses 59 to 60. Psalm 119, verses 59 to 60. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. When I think on my ways, I turn my feet to your testimonies. I hasten and do not delay to keep your commandments. Friends, brothers and sisters in Christ, when God said, "Let there be light," and the universe sprang into existence, when God speaks, glorious things happen. So friends, what is God speaking in your life? What is God speaking in your family? What is God speaking in your church right now? And are you obeying as quickly as the universe did? That is very interesting and important, brothers and sisters in Christ. And for that reason, let us finish this statement. God is calling me to blank. You may feel that blank. God is calling me to blank. ... You can feel it, whatever God is speaking to you today. Friends, what was your answer? And whatever it is, are you going to obey Him fast, as quickly as you can? Or you just want to say, "Sorry Lord, I want to delay, I want to do this first." Friends, in today's verses, the psalmist described a key life pattern we should each adopt. Observe your life. Observe your life. Turn to God's word. Turn to God's word. And then after that, what? Obey. Obey. Obey as fast, as rush, as hurry as you can. Friends, imagine your life if you started living in the simple way today. What if, instead of scramble, instead of a struggle, instead of push for our personal comfort, our lives looked like a mad dash, a mad rush. For what? Only for obedience to God's calling. Can you imagine, brothers and sisters, the impact of your life could have for the kingdom of God if you obey God's command rightly, directly? The best part is when we understand who is speaking to us, it is a joyful thing to obey. He is the God who spoke the universe into existence, who commanded the sun to shine, who set the earth spinning. When God speaks, His incredible will comes to pass. So friends, my dear friends, are you going to obey Him or delay His calling in your life? Brothers and sisters in Christ, I like to hear, and this happen will always make me smile, when my eldest boy said, Yes, daddy, I'm ready. And he salute me just like an army while I'm asking him to do something. He really responds it quickly. So how about us? Are we going to make our God, our Father, happy and smile when we respond his calling quickly? Friends, what is God's will for you today? Yes, today, this day. Will you respond to his word as your source of truth directly? And will you obey as fast as you can? Let us answer it together in our heart. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Father in heaven, we really want to commit this day that we really long to make you happy. Lord, we want to please you. I want to please you. Help us to please you by not only listen to your word, to your calling, to your voice from the Holy Spirit, but also obey it right away as fast as we can. Help us, Lord, to obey you. Thank you, God. Help us to obey your command as fast as we can in this whole day. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, I pray. We pray. Amen. Friends, remember this. Blessed are those who hear the word of God and obey it. I'm Reverend Pastor Manulang. Thank you and Shalom.